It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Program note, the frying pan, which usually is in this slot Friday nights at 10, is taking a week off. Steve Gadlin, our local entrepreneur and innovator, he is out of town, so he is out for this week. He'll be back next Friday, but that's okay because we have replaced him with professionals. Musicians. Coming up this Monday night, Irish jazz musician Cormac McCarthy will be celebrating the release of his new Cottage Evolution CD at Martyrs on the north side on Lincoln Avenue. McCarthy is a jazz musician, but he also blends classical and traditional Irish music into his compositions. The show is being put on by the Irish Music School of Chicago, an organization that is dedicated to passing on the living tradition of Irish music, song, and dance. In studio with me, Cormac McCarthy. He's on the keys. Sean Cleland on fiddle, Robert McLeod on fiddle. Thanks for being here, guys. Appreciate it.
Delighted.
Thank you. All right, so why don't we just start with music? I mean, what are we going to hear here? Sean, what are we going to hear?
We're going to play two slip jigs, A Fig for a Kiss and The Kid, as in a goat, Kid on the Mountain.
All right, here we go. 8 Showcase Studio, Cormac McCarthy on piano, Sean Cleland on fiddle, Robert McLeod on fiddle. They're part of the Cormac McCarthy's band that's going to be playing at the Martyrs on Monday the 27th, also part of the Irish Music School of Chicago. The 6th annual Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week starts this Sunday. We'll talk about all that stuff because there's a lot to talk about. Cool. The show. We're going to hear some more music here. Let's take a quick break. We stay on, keep the trains on time, running on time here. Cool. And we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit and hear some more live music. Stay awesome. With us. It's a download here on WGN Radio in studio tonight. Woo-hoo! Some great Irish musicians. Cormac McCarthy from Cork, Ireland, a pianist. He is here in town for the 6th annual Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week, which starts this Sunday. He's going to be having a CD release party at Martyrs on Monday night. The CD is Cottage Evolution. Also in studio, Sean Cleland and Robert McLeod, fiddler. Fiddlers,
yes,
if you will. So Cormac, welcome back to Chicago, because you spent some time here in school, right?
That's right, Justin. Yeah, I did my master's in jazz composition at DePaul.
So you know, it's just interesting to me, and we were kind of talking about it in the break a little bit, but I don't think of piano, especially jazz, but I don't think of piano when I think of traditional Irish music.
Yeah, you're right, but I mean, the thing about it is so many of the instruments that are played in Irish traditional music have been integrated over time, you know.
People, like fiddles.
Like fiddles, yeah. Exactly. They weren't there at the beginning either.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, you know, things kind of, the tradition moves on, I guess.
What's the when we say traditional Irish music, what are the instruments that are mostly associated with the origins of
that?
Well,
there's a bowron, which is a kind of a drum made from goat skin, and I guess that
would be... It's the Irish frame drum.
That would be, like anything where it's drumming and singing was kind of the origination of it all, but... And then accordions came in from Italy and
flutes,
you know,
and whistle things came in.
Yeah, it came in from Europe. I mean, Ireland's so closely linked to Europe
right.
You know, by trade over, you know, so there's always been these links.
Trade and occupation.
Yeah.
Well, where does the jazz come from for you? I mean, you spent time here in Chicago. Chicago, obviously a big jazz town. But where does the jazz inspiration come for you?
Well, I think there was just always jazz playing at home. My dad is actually a traditional musician, but he would have been very interested in jazz. Through him, really, there was always jazz records playing in the house.
What kind of stuff would you listen to?
He was big into the ECM jazz kind of scene, which I guess was big in the 80s and 70s and 80s. So that's when he would have been kind of maturing,
Jack
DeJohnette, I guess.
And all those guys.
Keith Jarrett and all these guys. So I kind of got an entry into it that way. And then in Cork, where I'm from, there's actually a big international jazz festival.
Right.
So I had access to hear all the best jazz musicians in the world every October. So that was pretty cool.
For you, I mean, to make a move to be a jazz musician, Irish jazz musician, I mean, you really have to almost, what's it like to be an Irish jazz musician? I mean, is there a scene that's happening?
There is a scene, there actually is a scene. There's a guitarist, Louis Stewart, who would have really pioneered a lot of it, and he was world-class guitarist. There's a scene there, and it's actually going from strength to strength. But and more so, it's becoming more integrated into the Irish traditional music scene as well, where there's a bit of crossover happening, and I think there's a whole new, I guess, jazz genre almost stemming out of Ireland at the moment, which is kind of interesting.
And yeah, it is.
Again, purists on both sides aren't going to like it, but you know, but that's okay.
but I wonder why not, because it is interesting in the way that you hear the jazz, especially with the piano. You hear the sort of more traditional stuff with the fiddle. So it seems like, you know, if you are a traditionalist or a purist on either side, you may be open to it.
Well, and luckily we're hosting this event and we live in Chicago, so we can, because we're in the new world, as it were. We're playing music from Ireland as Americans of Irish descent. So we're already circumspect. So why not, you know, do what we want to do? And if this is an arts festival, why not do some cool,
interesting stuff?
Things,
right?
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, we hold the line pretty strongly on trying to teach really traditional. By traditional, I don't want that to sound like a not fun or not great thing. It's just an amazing thing.
There's just a lot of integrity in what you guys teach. And I think
I was going to say, when I think of traditional and then you say Irish,
but I don't want it to
dance
sound stern.
Song, that's not stern.
Me,
it's great.
It's joyous and it's
there's
it's
a lot
uplifting.
Of traditional stuff that I know that's not great. But Irish traditional
and
with
it's
the fiddles,
proud
and so
bawdy,
good.
And it's all these things. And it's familial based and it's multi-generational. It's all these things that as an American of Irish descent, I always felt and gravitated towards.
Well, you know, I've only been to Ireland one time in my life, and the one thing I was lucky to have was that experience where you go into a bar or a pub, and in there are musicians playing.
Yeah.
You know, someone's on fiddle, someone's on the drum, as you mentioned. There's a little bit more. There's just this authentic feel, even more so than you get in the States, in the way that, you know, that might be more organized in the States. You know, where there's a band in the back of a room. But talk about how that influences your music. The idea of improvisation or getting together with musicians who you don't necessarily always play with, but you play with in a common space like a pub.
Yeah, well, I think the thing about Irish traditional music is that it's very social based music. You know, and it's very open. So I guess that would have influenced things, and as a result, I've always tried to play with people who I get along with.
It's really important.
Yeah. So even for this album that I've released, it's a 12-piece ensemble for most of the album. But those players, I kind of wrote the music specifically for the players, not really for the instruments. I obviously knew what instruments they played, but it was based more on their personalities and their specific ways of playing. I tried to go about it that way, really, which has led to it being its own thing. You know, if I set out just to write for a certain instrumentation, it would have been something different. But it's very much about the personalities.
Well, the show's at Martyrs on Monday night. It's a CD release party for Cottage Evolution, the new album by Cormac McCarthy. He plays piano. Sean Cleland and Robert McLeod are playing fiddle. What are we going to hear here? Let's hear one of your tracks.
I'll play a tune called Den Roach's Cross. It's the name of a place in Cork City where I lived for a while. I'll go for
it. All right, here it is on the download. Live in studio, Cormac McCarthy,
awesome.
Irish Irish pianist who is playing at Martyrs on Monday night, CD release party for Cottage Evolution. It's a part of the 6th annual Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week, which starts this Sunday, which we're going to talk about. We'll take a break for the news here, but I want to talk about the festival, about what you guys have planned, and maybe get one more track out of you guys.
Yeah,
that would be great. In studio, Cormac McCarthy, Sean Cleland, Robert McLeod. Again, the 6th annual Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week starts this Sunday. We'll be back. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Patty Vasquez with Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. This here is the download. Coming up on Monday night, Irish jazz musician Cormac McCarthy will be celebrating the release of his new Cottage Evolution CD. It's going to be at Martyrs on the north side on Lincoln Avenue. McCarthy, a jazz musician, but he also blends classical and traditional Irish music into his compositions. In studio, Cormac McCarthy, Sean Cleland, who is a fiddle player, Robert McLeod. This is all part of the 6th annual Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week, which starts this Sunday. Francis O'Neill
was... a young man initially that left Ireland when he was 15 or 16. He had been educated And he left because he wanted to see the world, which was kind of unusual for that time. If you remember, it's right after the Great Hunger, the Great Famine. He was a sailor. He sailed over the world. He did a bunch of jobs. He ended up working in Chicago as a young man. He came here probably to work at the stockyards. But soon thereafter, he became a policeman. Why this is all important, though, is because he was also a traditional Irish musician. He played the flute and the fiddle, and he sang songs. And he came to Chicago right when Chicago was rebuilding after the Great Fire, and right when Chicago was really, like, the first skyscrapers were when he was a young man and all these things. And he got really filled with that spirit, plus he was filled with dismay over the state of that everyone leaving Ireland, and he decided to collect tunes and save them, to do the best collection of Irish dance music and that had ever been done. And he had the wherewithal and the capacity as the chief of police to do this, and he self-financed this book. So it's a total Chicago story, this guy.
Yeah,
he's buried in Mount Olivet Cemetery.
Going to be part of the festival. Tell me about this. This is so interesting.
This is a very Irish thing to do. Like in Ireland, you would often on a feast day, but a local musician or somebody, not just musicians, you might go to their grave on their anniversary and play some tunes and in their honor, right, Cormac? You do that, yeah. Absolutely. Like Cormac's, Sean Arrieta is a good case of a Cork musician where you would go and you'd play at his grave. And so we do this at Francis O'Neill. This year we're starting at Mrs. Murphy's and Sons and having brunch. Then Cormac is going to give a little talk because Cormac's from West Cork himself. And hop in a bus, go to Mount Olivet Cemetery, talk about Irish history in Chicago, play some tunes for the chief, meet Kevin Henry, our good friend, our icon of Chicago music for the last 50 years, head back to Mrs. Murphy's and have a session.
That's great. You know, for all the years that I've lived in Chicago and I've known Chief O'Neill's and I never knew that story.
I mean, that's what Chief O'Neill's.
I knew Chief O'Neill's. I mean,
and it's owned by two musicians who named it in honor of this titan.
Interesting.
I mean, he's an Irish story. He's an American story, too. And that's why we named the camp after him.
Who evidently actually rose to chief of police in the Chicago Police Force, which is...
That's a big deal.
I think that's what people back home are nearly most interested in. It's like, whoa, he was chief of police in Chicago, which is...
When most of the people here were German. Like the biggest ethnic group were Germans, so he.
Cormac, you spent some time here. You came here to go to DePaul. What do people know about Chicago in Cork? I mean, and the music scene here. I mean, you got your master's here in music from DePaul. Talk about that the merge of taking what you learned in Cork, what you learned here, and bringing it back.
Yeah, well, I suppose it is iconic as a kind of a jazz and blues city. I mean, it's even when I was saying to people I was going to be moving to Chicago. Instantly people said, oh, jazz and blues, you know, no wonder you're going there, because I was always interested in jazz and, you know, I really wanted to try and really, you know, fine-tune my skills as much as possible. So, I came over and, I mean, I started, went to DePaul, started playing lots of jazz, but I also met Sean and met some other traditional musicians in the city and continued playing Irish traditional music as well. And to be honest, there was a platform there. It was while I was here, those 2 years, that I really started to... It wasn't a conscious decision to actually focus in on blending different styles together. It just started to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And for better or for worse, it happened. And I started to really enjoy it, and audiences seemed to like it, and people enjoyed playing it.
Did you get the opportunity? I mean, I mentioned earlier about, you know, the sort of Irish music experience in pubs. In Chicago, jazz music is in a similar vein.
Absolutely.
When, you know, like open mics and other places. Were you able to take that in when you were at DePaul?
Yeah, big time. Actually, funny enough, we just came straight from a jazz jam in Ravenswood. Sean picked me up and came straight down here. Yeah, so we were at the Rodham Club in Ravenswood playing jazz until about half an hour ago. So it's, I've experienced that as well. And it, I mean, it's...
Are they similar? I mean, it's similar. I mean, I guess it is similar if you just kind of pull it all back as musicians jamming in a bar, right?
I think so. Especially actually what we came from earlier, where it's informal and it's more, you know, you just have, you talk between the songs and, you know, you just have a bit of fun with friends effectively, or people that you're sharing the same musical space and the same physical space. And it's just, there's a connection starts to happen. And it's very similar to traditional music.
Well, the traditional Irish music and jazz do share similarities when you talk about improvisation. You know, the jazz is built on the idea of just picking up a vibe or a sort of chord structure and just going with it. How similar is that to the idea of playing some Irish traditional music where it's sort of like, hey, we're going to play this, let's go?
Well, I think what's important is that they're both very orally based. So, like, you know, a lot of tunes that were initially in jazz, especially
orally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, you know, playing by ear is also a big part of both,
right.
Both genres. So, I mean, there's a common ground shared there, as opposed to, let's say, classical music, where it's, you know, generally reading off a page.
Or even rock music.
Or even rock music to a certain extent. Yeah. So it's about quickly picking up things by ear and really, you know, having a quick ear and, you know, just all around musicianship. And equally, I mean, people mightn't associate traditional Irish traditional music with improvisation, but it is actually a huge part of the music where people do variations on the existing mm-hmm. melody. And sometimes these variations can be pretty wildly removed from the
do
melody.
Do you feel like coming from that background, you know, with your father being a musician, more traditional Irish, did that help you when you started to become a jazz musician of the same kind of understanding of the music?
I'm not sure, to be honest. And sometimes I feel like the time feel is quite different, and sometimes I felt like it almost inhibited me, but maybe that was just, I don't know, maybe that's my own hang-up.
You just kept wanting to go back to
wanted to emphasize certain parts of the beat and do little things, the phrasing slightly different, but what I've tried to do is actually, you know, discover both ways of playing and just see what comes out once you've really dug deep into both genres.
Sean, this festival, the yes. Francis O'Neill, 6th Annual Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week, it starts Sunday. What can we expect from it?
You can expect instruction for children and adults during the week at the Irish American Heritage Center starting on Monday. It goes 9 to 3 every day. And then evening events, there's evening events at the Irish American Heritage Center on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday afternoon, and then we're doing our visit to the chief on Sunday, and Cormac concert on Monday.
Okay. If you can't make the concert, you can download the album on iTunes.
Oh yeah, there you go. Cottage Evolution.
And you can find all that stuff on our website, which is irishmusicschool.org. irishmusicschool.org.
Cormac McCarthy, Sean Cleland, Robert McLeod in studio. The 6th Annual Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week starts Sunday. Monday night, the 27th, the CD release party for Cottage Evolution, Cormac McCarthy CD, will be at Martyrs up on Lincoln, 3855 North Lincoln. What are we going to hear here, guys?
We're going to play two iconic, super traditional Irish reels that were popularized by a man from Galway that lived part of his adult life in Chicago named Joe Cooley. In fact, the first reel is called Joe Cooley's, and the second one is called The Wise Maid. And they're linked with this character who moved from Chicago right before I was born. But anyway.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
2, 3, 4. Thank you. turn on the street. All right, there you go. Look at that. Michigan Avenue loves you. All right, Cormac McCarthy. This is great. Sean Cleland, Robert McLeod. They're all part of the Irish Music School of Chicago's 6th annual Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week, which starts this Sunday. Cormac McCarthy is going to have the album release party at Martyrs. The album is Cottage Revolution. You can get it on iTunes. But they'll be at Martyrs on June 27th. That's Monday at 7 o'clock, 3855 North Lincoln. You guys, thanks very much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great show and a great festival.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, man.